Now, you see, it's very cold up north where we live, and I think my hat just froze up. Well, my little jingle begins a year ago, back in January 2016. 'Twas the night before Sunday. It was Saturday night. I don't do the bars. And it's a good thing because on Sunday morning, Pastor Maggie gave out the stars. I shuddered and fretted, knowing not what to think. What could be written on my star in black colored ink? But what to my wondering eyes did appear? A lovely gold star, so precious, so dear. The word kindness was written therein. Well, to follow that star would not be a sin. So into my Acura sleigh I did ride, back to my home where the star would abide. Oh, kindness, kindness, what is it so? Being more caring to my partner Joe? Really? I tend to be shy and very reserved. I must be more open so that kindness be heard. I love my church family. Oh, what can I do? I want to express kindness to old firsters too. Week after week, in months long ago, I heard Pastor Maggie in frustration and woe. The choir and Larry, they were all snug in their chairs in hopes that the pastor in her frustration didn't fall down those stairs. And this is what she said, more or less. Christy, her off is weary, and it is my belief, after shared life for years, she needs some relief. Brad Peterson would be in such a tizzy. He can't do it alone. He's much too busy. Oh, kindness, kindness, what should I do? I then knew the answer. Now you know it too. But hidden in kindness, you know, is nothing but caring and sharing and serving in all that we do. And hidden in kindness is a treasure surprise that really did quite open my eyes. It's like giving a bowl of fresh milk to a cat. Once kindness is given, it can always come back. And so, in conclusion, on my chest today, my star shines. Kindness more valued than gold in the mines. And dear Pastor Maggie, with eyes all aglow, said, "Yes, star children of God, may it be so."